Welcome to Safal Niveshak Radio. My name is Vishal Khandelwal and I am the founder and chief tribesman at Safal Niveshak. On this radio station, we will talk about simple ideas on investing and personal finance and how you can use the same to manage your money independently and successfully. Welcome to the special radio session of Safal Niveshak. Today I am going to talk about how to invest in stocks when fear runs high. And as we are seeing the way stock markets are behaving, fear is indeed running high. As I see now, the Indian stock market, as seen from the BSE Sensex, is down some 1200 points or 7% over the past 15 days. What is more, it is down almost 2400 points or 13% over the past 3 months. Now with daily 200 to 300 point swings in the Sensex, it's hard not to feed into the hysteria that is pervasive out there. The media feeds on hysteria and emotion, so it's no surprise that this is affecting individual investor sentiment, that is your sentiment. At the moment, whoever I meet is downright skeptical about investing stocks and distrusting of the entire financial system. Even retirees who need to live on the money are feeling insecure. It is disheartening to see this activity, and these are indications that emotions should never rule investment decisions. But before you dump your stocks, keep this in mind. It's easy to be hysterical, but better to be historical. Let history be a guide to probability and how to invest, not the hysteria about the possibilities that we hear in the media. And as history suggests, it is in bad times like these that you start making money in the stock markets. So how do you invest in such uncertain times when the world is facing a crisis of confidence? How do you invest in a world where returns on cash are so low, where bonds have become as volatile as stocks, where commodities surge and crash in a span of a few days, and where stock markets have had the most catastrophic decade since the 1970s? How? The first way is don't panic. This is the best thing you can do as an investor in these uncertain times. The most common mistake investors make in down markets like these is to react impulsively. Selling at the bottom of the market cycle to get cash to put in other places usually results in a decreased return on investment over time. Riding through the bottom, on the other hand, is usually smart. An investor who thinks he can lock in his current portfolio returns by going to cash and then time himself back into stocks, what he ends up doing is destroy his ability to meet his long-term financial goals. So the first thing to do in this bad markets, don't panic. The second important thing is consider buying stocks. Experience has shown that markets rebound and grow over time. It may take 5 years, 10 years, but they do rebound, and especially when you're holding good stocks in your portfolio sees a rebound over time. So the key question is your time horizon. If you are looking to invest for the long run, as long as 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, buying stocks near the bottom of the market when the fear runs the highest can be a very good strategy. So look for quality businesses you can understand and that are trading cheap with respect to their intrinsic values. Buy them to hold them for the long term. This is because a long-term commitment will give you ample time to ride through the short-term market volatility. The third thing you need to do in these markets is go for the tried and tested. Mark Twain once said, there are two times in a man's life when he should not speculate. One, when he can't afford it, and two, when he can afford it. Ironically, it is these very times when most people speculate. When they can afford, that is in bull markets, and when they can't afford, that is in bear markets, like the current ones. While speculating during good times seems normal, speculating during bad times is largely driven by this desperation to make up for earlier losses. However, the best path for investors to travel in bad times is to stay with the tried and tested companies, ones that have shown a long experience at weathering economic storms. So avoid the temptation to make up any losses from speculation. Buy speculation. Simply invest in good businesses, businesses that you understand and that you think will do well over the long term. Some final words. When fear runs high, don't run with it. Instead, keep a calm mind and be patient. Patience, as you know, is a great virtue in times when everything seems really bad and everything is seeming really bad out there. Avoiding hasty decisions and riding through a downturn usually offers the best return over the long term. Just look at the performance of the stock market starting March 2009. Those were really bad times and people were really looking at the abyss, and see the kind of returns that investors have made since then. So just stay the course and take advantage of the mad chaos you see around. Remember what a wise man once said, keep your head when all around you are losing theirs. So all the best in your investing. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you.